Ephraim W. Taylor earned his first million by the time he was 16 years old. Now, at the ripe age of 24, he's a multimillionaire. He's also the youngest black CEO of a publicly traded company. Taylor runs City Capital Corporation and oversees more than $150 million in assets. I got a chance to talk with Ephraim recently, and he told me how he started his first company.
When I was 12, you know, we didn't even own a computer at our house, so I stayed after school or middle school. You know, basically playing around with this book on how to make a video game in 21 days. I taught myself how to program computers, the equations that go with it. I started working on the computer, and one student saw one of my creations, and he wanted to buy it for $10. So I started making copies and selling it to students for 10 bucks a pop, and thus a business was born. I created a product. I was fulfilling a need of my own because, you know, my parents are too cheap to pay $49, $50 a game. So I just started programming my own. So it was kind of a school project turned business.
So take us forward a little bit further. You started your gaming company. You got married. Now you've got, at the age of 24, a wife, two kids, and multiple companies. Do you ever sit back and say, I'm done. This is it. I'm living the good life. I don't need to do anything else.
No, right now, you know, it's like I was having a meeting with some investment bankers, and everybody's trying to figure out, it's like, all right, when is this guy going to stop? And our company is so much more than just the money. The money part has pretty much subsided. But now it's about the social and economic purpose that we have within our company. You know, City Capital, we go into communities, say like a D.C. or Chicago or Cleveland or Kansas City, and we go into the urban areas where there's not a lot of urban redevelopment occurring, and we spark an entirely new market in the middle of what some would call a real estate recession. Right now, we have so much demand that's on us to produce more and more affordable housing or housing for working class families, however you want to categorize it. And we have a waiting list that is bearing down on us. So it's just, you know, trying to fulfill that need and working with cities and creating those strategic partnerships and revitalizing areas and providing housing and economic empowerment to families who normally wouldn't have that opportunity.
You've got a few more hats, as if these weren't enough. Lecturer, author, ordained minister, the ministerial aspect, how do you incorporate that into your life?
Well, you know, for the ministerial aspect or the Christian experience, and most people that know me, we're pretty unapologetic about it at the company. You know, it's not, you know, integrating it into life. It is life for us. You know, the whole company was founded as Christian Capital Group to help and aid churches in raising capital and financing, besides doing the bake sales and the car washes and the sacrifice Sundays and things like that. But it's, you know, helping churches become better financial stewards. But through that, we started working with the individual members because we saw a lot of the issues there. But, you know, a lot of our decisions and investments, you know, that's why we don't own bars or clubs and things like that in our portfolio. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities that come across our desk that are quite lucrative, but it just doesn't go along with our kind of moral and ethics compass that we have at the company.
So when you think about yourself, again, as a 24-year-old, youngest African-American CEO of a publicly traded company, do you worry that your focus on Christianity or your age or your race will hold you back in any way? It doesn't seem to have so far, but have you ever had an incident where someone mistreated you or turned you away and you thought it was because of one of those factors?
Oh, absolutely. It happens all the time. You know, it's still America, you know, land of the free for a fee, as I kind of call it. But, you know, we work, you know, very diligently. I mean, some people may see everything that we have or work for as a disadvantage. We just turn it into our advantage. You know, there may be groups out there that don't work with us. We haven't caught a lot of flack lately because, you know, our proof is in the pudding. We're just there for the community, working in the communities that we are. And I think the communities are very supportive of us. Our investors and shareholders love us. And I always commonly say we're not the company for everybody, but we do serve a tremendous and huge market. And so, you know, we'll just keep doing what we need to do.
So let's end on your children. Your kids are young now, but what are you going to teach them, not just about money, but about values? And value is a funny word. Value can apply on a financial level. What's the value of this property? But it also applies to ethical values, which you bring to your work. What are you going to tell them about value and values?
Well, you know, it's like one of the biblical principles. If you raise them up right when they're younger, then they won't stray when they get older. And so right now we've started at a very young age, you know, with just simple things like prayer at the house and, you know, just attending church. My father's a minister and all those but also just teaching them about decision making and, you know, most importantly, respect for authority, especially for young African-American males, but also just being a male role model and also growing up in a two-parent household, which sometimes today is a luxury, and letting them know, hey, you're coming from a very blessed background, but you have to give back in order to get. So I want to equip them with the knowledge, but more importantly, equip them on how to use it, because knowledge is power, but it's powerless if you never use it.
Efren, thank you so much. I really enjoyed speaking with you. And, you know, I'm just going to rub my script and hope that some of your wisdom comes off on me.
It's definitely fun. So I'm like, ooh, NPR, we can do NPR.
Yeah.
The teachers, every time they came to school, saying, I was listening to NPR today. And, you know, when you're younger, you're like, what the heck is NPR? Yeah.
We're trying to get some younger people interested in it. But I think your story will be really inspirational no matter what the age of the listener.
Well, we definitely appreciate the opportunity. And thank you for the support and words of encouragement. You guys keep doing what you're doing and maybe we can make a difference.
Absolutely. All right. Efren W. Taylor II is CEO of City Capital Corporation.